USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still a Category 4 Hurricane Dorian expected to hit the Bahamas later on today. And then after that, well, here's the latest forecast of its track from Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center.
After passing through the northwestern Bahamas, we forecast that the center will be turning towards the northwest and then the north just off the Florida east coast, but close enough that those tropical storm force winds will likely impinge on the Florida east coast. And so we do have tropical storm watches now in effect for Palm Beach County up through the Treasure Coast. Depending on where the turn occurs, we'll be seeing tropical storm to perhaps hurricane conditions farther north as well as we get into early next week, and potentially into Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declaring a state of emergency for his state last night because of Dorian. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
A routine traffic stop near Odessa, Texas, leads to 5 people being shot and killed, 21 others wounded, by a man who was then shot by police in a movie theater parking lot. Shortly after it happens, Vice President Mike Pence tells reporters,
"The president spoke to the attorney general. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
An officer among those wounded, but he's expected to recover." Southeast Alaska struck by a 5.0 magnitude earthquake last evening. It hit about 100 miles northwest of Juneau in a remote corner of Glacier Bay National Park. No word on any significant damage or injury. The Democratic National Committee says the fourth debates will be on October 15th in Ohio, though a specific location has not yet been determined. This is USA Radio News. Spending any time online this weekend? Look for us at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
North Korea is threatening to stall nuclear negotiations if Secretary of State Mike Pompeo does not rein in his rhetoric. Pompeo criticizing the state's rogue behavior earlier this month, reacting to a series of short-range missiles that the North fired. Vice Foreign Minister for North Korea says America, quote, better not put our patience to the test. North Korea has repeatedly demanded that Pompeo be replaced after February's summit between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. Some parts of the northern U.S. are being treated to a natural light show this Labor Day weekend. Forecasters say the northern lights will be visible from the northern plains to New England, though you need to be in a very dark spot and be facing north, of course, to see the aurora borealis. They say the best times for a clear view, weather permitting, will be in the hours just before and after midnight. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg reassuring her liberal fans that she is alive and on her way to being very well. Ginsburg making the remarks yesterday at a book festival sponsored by the Library of Congress. She was seen needing assistance climbing the stairs to the stage when she was interviewed at the D.C. Convention Center, but the 86-year-old justice was recently treated for pancreatic cancer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.